Now, there were Jews who came from the city of Sansino, from the small town of Sansino, who were in the Jewish printing business, and they took for themselves the name of Sansino. Probably he was the first legitimate Jewish printer in Italy that had a license as a Jew to print. This also brought a new area to halacha, completely new, and that's the idea of copyrights. Previous to this, if you wrote a book, so anyone had the right to copy it. There was no money in the book. The number of copies that were made would always be, relatively speaking, small, insignificant. There was no idea of copyright. The advent of the printing press brought copyrights into question, because now a man that was going to prepare the plates, he was going to prepare the, originally the plates were wooden, later the plates would be prepared in metal, today they're prepared and they're prepared on computer tape, but the system is basically the same. The technological advance is wondrous to behold, but the idea is the same. Whoever was going to invest in making those plates had now a large financial investment. Also, because the book was going to be published in many copies, hundreds or sometimes even thousands of copies, you had the investment of paper, which still was not cheap in Europe, and the investment of the binding, so that for a person to publish a major work required a major investment. Well, a printer would not undertake such a major investment unless he were somehow guaranteed that he would have no competition in the sale of that item. And that opened a new area in Jewish law, the area of copyright law. It's interesting that the area of copyright law in Judaism predates copyright law in the Western world by a number of centuries. The first reference we have is in the early 1500s by the famous Maharam Mipadua, Rabbi Meir Katzenellenbogen. There's a study done that all Ashkenazic, not all, but two-thirds of all Ashkenazic Jews are descended from Meir Katzenellenbogen. Everybody changed their last name, naturally, but the Maharam Mipadua, the famous, it's a very famous family, Katzenellenbogen. And there are many Katzenellenbogens in Israel and in the United States today. But the Maharam Mipadua, the Meir Mipadua, was an Eastern European Jew who moved to Italy and who was the Rav in Padua. And he was going to publish a corrected, annotated edition of the Yad HaChazaka of the Rambam. Upon which he worked for about 10 or 12 years. And when he had it all ready for print, he made the best arrangement he could with one of the printers. And the printer said, however, that he would not publish it and not risk it unless the Maharam Mipadua obtained for him an exclusive right. Now, that exclusive right, if you'll see in the in many, many Sforim, there is printed in the beginning of the Sefer something called a Haskoma. Haskoma means that a great rabbi has given his approval that the work contains worthwhile ideas.